Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. In 1 hour, Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid will join the program. It's funny, looking around, man, with all the angst over Dustin Hopkins. You got the Colts trying out kickers because their kicker got hurt. And I saw a tweet this morning from Field Yates. Bemis, you're going to be stunned by this. We're 5 weeks into the season, all right? Mm-hmm. Five. The Jacksonville Jaguars haven't made a field goal yet this year.
They haven't made one? How many did they try?
I think they haven't tried a ton. I think it's like it's fewer than 10, but I don't know how many.
The NFL says five. They tried five.
I thought I saw seven, but okay. Still, it's – I mean, they haven't made a field goal this year.
I understand. Their kicker is absolutely horrible, okay? But I don't think just because their kicker is more horrible than ours, we have to keep dealing with – listen, he didn't miss any kicks this week. Kudos. I also saw them not go for a 53-yarder because they don't have confidence in it. And if you're not going to be going for kicks in a situation where you can put points on the board because you fear that the kicker is not going to make it, that is a problem. No matter how people want to look at it, listen, I like Dustin too. But if he's going to be the guy that just never, ever get tested, he needs to be way more consistent.
I hear you.
If he was
missed
Justin,
extra points 2 weeks ago.
If he was Justin Tucker, then I understand.
I hear you. Right now, though, the topic at hand, the Junkies were talking about this morning, and EB, Eric Bickle said, I know Cody always listens to the Junks. Am I right? Was it Bickle that was saying this about the last two first-round picks? Is that right?
Yes, he brought this up.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I don't want to be falsely attributing to the wrong Junk. So Bickle claims he would draft different guys in the last two drafts. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he said that. He said, you know, if we could find out if they would, I bet they would now. Certainly, if you can go back in history and get Justin Herbert, you would. But that's just not a real discussion at the time. And this year at 19, I think it's too early to know, but it's a reasonable question to see if maybe there was somebody better. We've gotten a ton of tweets on this. We got a ton of calls. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Daniel in Stafford. Danny boy, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit DC listener line talking to B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call. I do think it's way too early for both draft picks to say that either they're bust or you would retake both of them. Because last year with Chase Young, Dwayne Haskins was coming in as a captain. Everybody said there was loads of improvement. So really, quarterback wasn't on our mind. And this year for Jamin Davis, we really don't know what we got. It's week five. He hasn't really been playing. So I just think it's too early for, you know, to say either, one, that they're a bust, or two, that they would redraft anyone. So thank you guys for taking my call, and you'll have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, buddy. Listen, we don't get this all that often. That was a good, rational call. Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah.
I think he just made rational points.
But you know what? It is too soon. But you know what? It's the area we are in. It's the success or lack thereof that we've had that makes people always want to move on from something. When you're in a better situation, you allow guys to grow. When you're in a horrible situation, you expect them to show up and be all ready to finish product. That doesn't happen.
That's an interesting point. I got this tweet from J. Nate, 1906. He says, if we drafted Herbert, we can't say he would be the same player he is today. This team has ruined so many players. Part of Herbert's success so far might be due to the environment in which he was drafted. I mean, Herbert's already seen a coach fired, but yeah, I get the point because this team has
and that's the thing about many players. We've seen guys come in here and have a spectacular rookie season and then fall off the face of the earth the next year. So who's to say if Justin Herbert came here, he would still be playing great? He might not be. We might be saying, well, damn, we should have took Chase Young.
Eric Wilbrandt on Twitter says, I don't think there were any mock drafts that had Jamin Davis in the first round. This was a reach pick from the beginning. I don't quite agree with that. Jamin Davis's name kind of surged late in the draft process after his pro day at Kentucky, but he wasn't talked about really like JOK was.
Like a Mike Mamula situation, basically.
Love you some Mike Mamula.
Well, I'm just saying.
You're going to ask Andy about Mamula today?
Oh, no. I don't think we want to go back. But I'm saying a guy goes to the train to a combine, or he has a pro day. He runs some spectacular numbers in T-shirt and panties, and you all of a sudden just move him up the draft pick. When you didn't have him in that position before he did that, when you watch film, you didn't put him in his first rounder. But because he ran a 4.4 or whatever, 4.5, you say, oh, I'm going to make him a first rounder. That's the idiocracy of a lot of people in the NFL. They watch film, watch a guy play. He's not a first round grade. Oh, he could run. So I put him as a first round grade. But he didn't show me he could play at that level yet.
Two things that's in the world that don't lie, Brian.
Huh?
Two things in the world that don't lie. Hips don't lie and tape don't lie.
There you go.
Let's keep the phone lines hitting. Yeah. Let's go to our guy Eddie in Centerville. Eddie, what's up,
hey,
buddy?
What's up, brother?
You're on with B. Mitch Finley.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good, man.
So I want to say a couple of things. One is sometimes we overhype players when we win, and we definitely throw them under the bus when we lose. So we've got to put that in perspective as well. When it comes to Chase Young, yeah, he was definitely a can't miss. Herbert, Tua, they weren't really in our radar. It was just pretty much Chase Young because everybody knew Burrow was going to be pick number one. This year, Ron Rivera made it perfectly clear that they got who they wanted. Like, you saw the Eagles make moves, Cowboys make moves, everybody made moves except the Washington football team because he was very confident of who he wanted to get. He thought that he was going to get who he wanted and he didn't move. So I look at it as I was telling Cody about Derrick Henry. You gotta remember Derrick Henry when he got drafted from Alabama. I thought he was going to be a beast, and Malarkey didn't know what to do with him. I think they got DeMarco Murray 1 year, and they shared carries, and then Vabrel came in, and then he brought in Deion Lewis, and Deion Lewis was going to start over Derrick Henry, and like look at him now. He's considered the best running back in the league.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He was even starting that 1 year in 2017 or 18 when Vrabel took over. So just give these guys some time. It took Henry 3 years to realize, four years.
It's a good call, Eddie, and thank you. Like, Chase already produced, so I don't think we need to give him time. He's already won a rookie of the year.
Chase has done his thing, and I think that's what I'm saying. Last year, he was praised by everybody.
Right.
This year, he seemed to be in a sophomore slump or took a step back. I'd say the coaching and the player failed themselves somewhere.
Yeah, but it's also possible he gets super hot the last 10 games and piles up numbers.
Yeah, it's too early to knock him for sure.
Yeah, dude, and I don't think we need to even say that Chase needs time. He's already produced. He won Rookie of the Year. He produced game-changing plays all last season. So to me, it's more of a conversation around 19 this year, and it might be too early
be too early, but let me just break it down. You heard just what Eddie just said. The coach said, I don't need to see anything else. I got our guy. The same thing when they drafted Heath Shuler, they said they had their guy. It can also run down where it was just a major mistake. Their guy and what they saw wasn't necessarily what they were supposed to be seeing. When the fifth round pick was picked, don't need to see anything else. Got our guy. Couldn't remember a damn play. And that's vitally important when it's a quarterback.
Certainly. Let's keep the phone lines hitting. Let's go to Jack down in Raleigh. Jack, what's up, buddy? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I don't think I would ever go back and second-guess the Chase Young pick. I mean, pass rushers, elite pass rushers are a premium. You know, every report was he's generational, et cetera. He has already produced. You know, obviously would like to see him add more tools to the toolbox and produce even more in his second year, but I wouldn't revise that. Last year's pick, absolutely. I would have loved to have Darius Toney, you know, maybe even Najee Harris, Rashad Bateman. I mean, add something to the offense. This is an offensive league. That's my bigger picture question for you guys is, I think we're building this the wrong way, and I think that's what concerns me, and I think that's what's got the fans so concerned and panicky is we've invested everything on defense, and our defense sucks. I mean, what happens if we lose the next 3 weeks, end of October, we're sitting there 2-5 or 2-6. You know, next year, Payne's got to get paid, Sweat's got to get paid, Young's got to get paid. I mean, you're going to invest a whole lot of money in all your cap on a defensive line when they're not producing. I mean, I think it's time to start talking about you sitting there at 2-6. Maybe you start saying, what can we get for a Daron Payne? What can we get for a Montez Sweat? You know, can we get some of these draft capital back and make a move to get a quarterback or offense in the future? It's an offensive league. And if you're going to spend all your assets on defense and suck, I mean.
Yeah. Dude, it's a fair point because, I mean, they've gone Allen, I mean, help me out here, but Allen, Payne, Sweat, Young, Davis.
Yeah.
In the last 5 years, first round picks. These dudes got to play, and the defense has to be better.
Yeah.
And they just paid Allen. He's not going anywhere. But if you are 2-6, and say you get to 3-6, because I mean, we've identified the games they can win, and I think they're going to win. I think 6 is starting to look like the right number. I still think they can get to 7.
Yeah.
But if you're going 6-11, are you building? But, like, yeah. We talk about them being 1 or 2 years away. 1 or 2 years away from what?
Let's think about this, too. A lot of the people that are in charge and running things over there are defensive-minded. And that was the 80s and the 90s. This is 2021. It's not a defensive-minded league anymore. It's an offensive-minded league. You have to be able to score to win. And even the best defenses get scored upon. Am I right? But Tampa Bay went on a hell of a run the last 3 games of the season and played some great defense. But there were people scoring on them early in the season and later on in the season too. This year they're getting scored on. The Rams get scored on. But if you think you're going to build a team that's going to hold people to 10 points a game, it ain't happening no more. The rules are too set up for the offense to be successful. So maybe, just maybe, the mindset of setting the team up is wrong. Now, 2 years were not because of the staff in place now, but they did carry on what they had going on for the first 3 years prior to them coming here.
Good tweet here from Travis. He says, the Jamin Davis pick is fine if you have that luxury to pick a raw player. But as we're seeing now, they're closer to rebuilding than contending. It was a luxury pick when they didn't have the luxury. I thought that was pretty interesting. Let's go to Carlos in D.C. Carlos, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Yeah, but I was just going to say, like, when you draft a player in the first round, you're drafting basically a starter. You're not drafting somebody that you need to develop. Jamin Davis, he has to be developed. He's still raw, like as you said, but that would have been good for a third or fourth round pick. I mean, look at JOK over there. He's producing right now, an instant starter. Look at Micah Parsons, you know, the other linebacker. They're producing. They're starting. You understand what I'm saying? Chase Young, he produced the first year rookie of the year. Second year in the sophomore slump, that's fine. He might come back in the third year. He's still, you know, it's too early to get a take on him. But as far as Jamin Davis, yeah, I would definitely redraft him. Like, redraft that pick.
And Chase is also playing. To your point that your first rounder's got to be on the field and playing for you, Chase is doing that. And he's even though the sack totals aren't there, he's playing well, maybe not at an elite level, but well. Let's go to our guy, Darren, DNC. What's up, Darren?
Doing pretty good, man. Hope
DNC,
doing
we got
well,
you, man.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, Carlos got the assignment, man. For the sake of conversation, you know, you want to look at it like what could have been, because at the end of the day, we can't really redraft these drafts. However, I feel like with that number two pick, when Chase Young got drafted, maybe you could have turned 62 to 125, like JV said in one of his runs. Or maybe you could have turned that to maybe two or three more picks, and you never know what could have happened. And, yeah, with Jamin Davis, I'm not saying he's a bust, but maybe there was a player that could have gave you more impact. Just never know. So, yes, I would have probably redrafted both drafts just to see if you could get more out of what you have now, just for the sake of it.
Yep. I think the caller prior to Darren was Thanks, perfect. Buddy. He said when you have the luxury of drafting a guy that's raw, you can do that. Maybe, just maybe, they sat there, they assessed this team, they assessed where they were, and they made a mistake. That's not Jamin Davis's fault. Now, you drafted a guy where a lot of people didn't think was the first rounder. You thought he was. You thought he was your guy. He gets here and he's not producing at a point. And you change his position on top of that. If he's not playing to the level he's supposed to be playing right now, I can't hold him accountable. But I've also seen first rounders get drafted and don't produce, and then later on they produce.
We've seen it plenty. Let's get squeeze in one more call. This is Al in Radford. Al, you got to be quick, bro. You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Good morning. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I think you're asking the wrong question. Once you're in burgundy and gold, you're in my heart. You're in my mind. You're always in my thoughts. But we got a hype gap with our number two pick. He's distracted or something. He's not focused or something. You can't undo the draft. The junkies had him in a gold jacket last year, for God's sakes. What's that about? But the question that can be addressed and should be addressed is, could you get three number one picks for Chase Young right now? Could you get two? Or by the end of the season, if he doesn't perform, could you get even any draft picks for him? Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a great day.
I think the production he had last year, there's a bunch of teams out there licking their chops right now. He'll go right into that organization and become exactly what he was last year and better.
Yeah, he certainly has value across the league.
In this town,
I don't think this team's trading him, but he certainly has value.
Based on what Al just stated, a bigger part of the problem in this town is we overhype people, and then when they don't live up to what we overhype them to be, then all of a sudden we're disappointed, so we try to adjust it by saying, oh, man, I would have drafted somebody else. Stop overhyping people when they do 1 year. Let them do 2 to 3, then you hype them up. Not 1 year, one game, one play, one quarter. Let's stop that.
When we return on B. Mitch and Finley, power rankings time. Let's go around the league, figure out who's good, who's bad, who's in between, and where does Washington rank. Doing that next, right here, 106.7 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7. Nobody says the point. Don't worry about it, Logan. You
see,
like the point,
you know,
Lamphill?
No, no point.
Coach.
There's no point. It's just 106.7.
Yeah, he didn't have a good coach. Did not have a good coach right there.
Who was the coach?
You.
Me?
You supposed to be the damn coach. You asked him to do it, didn't you? You're supposed to give him a way
of
doing
it. I did
ask
him to do it.
Because one thing I know about athletes, especially football players, if you tell them exactly how to do it, they'll do it exactly how you tell them.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Maybe I'm a bad coach. Listen, Brian, we're still trying to figure out what I'm good at. So I think being a bad coach could certainly be on the list. I did want to tell you guys, remember I had that spider living in my car? I sent you that picture of it. So I was able to kill that spider.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm getting
– it's some friends.
I'm inundated by spiders
Ashburn. Yeah, but you know what? I guarantee it's another one in your car.
Mm-hmm.
You see one, that's not the only one there.
So the spider lives in the little, you know how like your rear view mirror on your windshield now like has like a power source because it like dims and brightens and all that
uh-huh.
stuff. And that power source has like these little plastic inlets or whatever. I imagine they need like some air going through there or something. And the spider just lives in there and there's no way for me to, I mean, there's literally a spider on my finger right now as we're talking.
It's a way for you to get the
spider. I just killed a spider on my hand.
All you got to do is just get your lips, some little spray and spray in the little inlet. I told you that 2 days ago.
Then my car is going to smell bug spray.
If you spray the damn thing, they have bug sprays that have lavender smells and everything these days. So you just got to go to the store.
They don't have bug spray that smells like lavender.
Well, go and look.
That's your cologne.
No, I want you to go today, look, and then bring a report back tomorrow. I guarantee you you'll find it. And then once you spray it, leave the windows cracked a little bit. Guess what? Tomorrow morning, the odor will be gone. But you only go down, you go to the Tito's store in the damn the pink grapefruit aisle. That's your problem.
That's
JP, I gave you the solution to the spider problem in that text thread. You got to sell the car.
Prices told me to sell my car.
Prices for used cars are through the roof right now. Just sell it.
Yeah, you might be able to get more money and get a better car.
You could even tell them there's spiders in there. They won't care.
Get a car.
People are desperate.
But then I have to. What car do I get then?
Just make Cody give you a ride everywhere.
Cody, are you willing to drive me everywhere?
He's actually unavailable right now. He's out getting us lunch.
He's just dodging the assignment.
No, he's out getting us lunch.
Look at you guys. You know what? You know what happened today? My wife made me lunch and sent me to Ashburn with it. How about that?
Silly.
That doesn't happen every day.
And guess what? I think you got four spiders eating it already.
All right, time to talk power rankings. After what happened in Arrowhead Stadium, I don't think there's any doubt to anyone that the Bills are the best team in football. Does anybody disagree?
That the Bills are the best? Kind of hard to say the best when they got that team over there that's beating a lot of good teams. They're undefeated still.
You think it should be the Cardinals?
I think I would go with the undefeated team that has knocked off some nice teams, and then I'll put the Bills right behind them.
Okay. I think that's entirely fair. I think because the Bills just went to Arrowhead and won, I would put the Bills as my one seed. I mean, if you want to talk point differential, the Bills are plus 108 on the year. The Cardinals are plus 62.
All right. And so, the Bills, a few of the teams that the Bills beat were garbage.
I mean, I think the Cardinals only beat the Vikings on a last second field goal.
Yeah, but they didn't lose any games yet. And they did. That's true. That's true. After we saw the Rams beat Tampa Bay, and we thought the Rams were the stuff, they went in there and they backhand them.
Hold on. If you're saying, now the Bills beat Washington, who's bad, and the Jets and the Texans.
All right, but, so what else you want to say?
Two of Arizona's wins are the Vikings and the Jags.
Okay, you gave me three.
Niners. The Niners may prove to be butt, man.
You gave me three, and then you gave me two. They may prove to be, but right now they're not. And then that team is still sitting undefeated.
No problem.
I'm asking you a question.
If you want them at one,
After the Rams beat the Buccaneers, did you not say that the Rams are the best team?
Yeah.
And then they handled the Rams. So we can't say one team is the best and then they get handled by a team. We don't want to lift that team, elevate that team.
I hear you. I just still think of the Chiefs in such high regard that for Buffalo to go out there and beat them in Arrowhead the way they did, where they just dominated, that stands out.
Well, I would say this. Let's go 1A, 1B. They both.
That's
top.
Fine. The power that's ranks how close we they use are, that we talk about. Right. Every week we use NFL.com power ranks. They go Bills 1, Cards 2. I think you can go either way on that. Third is the Bucks. Who just demolished Miami. Just demolished Miami. You know who they got fourth in the NFL power ranks?
They are who?
The Dallas Cowboys.
I think they're in the top five to six or higher. So I'm not shocked at that.
Like, we know how they're going to move the ball offensively, but the way they are playing
defense very good defense. They're doing some remarkable stuff, and their offense is potent. I'm going to just say this. If I'm a team, I don't care what this league mindset is today, I'm trying to give Dallas something for Pollard. Pollard is a beast. He is the reason Zeke is playing better this year, hands down. You see Zeke try to go back in the game every time. Hey, he going back in the game. He competing right now.
Right.
Because Pollard is balling. And if Pollard keeps getting opportunity, they're going to say, okay, we might get rid of Zeke without paying him all this money. But if I'm another team, I'm making a play for Pollard. Now, and flip side, if I'm Dallas, I'm going to give them the one finger salute and say, get the hell out of here. You won't get him this year. You might get him next year.
Live look at the NFC East point differential. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Cowboys 4-1 plus 53.
Okay.
Washington football team 2-3 minus 32.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia Eagles 2-3 minus 9. It's much closer.
Mm-hmm.
New York Giants 1-4 minus 36.
Okay.
Dallas is the only team in the division with positive point differential, and they have the second highest point differential in the NFC.
Yeah.
They have a higher point differential than Tampa.
The thing, what that tells you is that the teams below Dallas, they've beaten the bad teams and they've lost to all the teams that are average or better. Especially here in town. And you have to look at those type of things. Right now, I mean, listen, you don't like saying it. I put up a post, and I'm talking to the Washington football team fans, and I get all these Dallas Cowboy fans commenting, and Andre Jones, you know what I'm saying? A man, Big Country, who rides bikes with me, talking about how much they love the play. I put the Hail Mary pass and say, what are your thoughts on this play? Everybody's despised by it. It's despicable. They're pissed.
I can't imagine people who are happy.
I absolutely love it. And I say, I'm sure you do. And that's why I reached down to old aunties up in the French Quarter and say, y'all need to do some work for me. I need Dallas to come down to earth.
All right, let's round out the top 10 here. You got Cowboys are at 4, the Chargers at 5, Packers at 6, Ravens at 7, Rams at 8. Cleveland is the first team with 2 losses on the list at 3-2 at 9. And then B, even though they're 2-3, the Chiefs are still at 10.
You know why?
People, too high? Too high?
I think it is too high at this point, but I think the people that are looking at this say this team is about to go on probably a 5-6 game run, and they'll be right back in the thick of things. I think this offense is too potent for people to sit up there and think that they're not going to get it together, because the history proves to you that Andy Reid normally gets it together.
The second highest ranked team in the NFC East is no surprise, I don't think. It's the Eagles. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Eagles come in at 20th on the NFL.com power ranks. That was a really impressive come-from-behind win they had in Carolina.
And Carolina's defense was getting a lot of praise.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, the Eagles have a huge game Thursday night against Tampa. I mean, hell, I can't wait for that. That's tomorrow night, B. I know what I'm doing Thursday night.
Mm-mm. I'm watching that.
Although I actually think I'm going to a concert.
Going to a concert.
What team do you think is ranked higher between the Washington football team and the New York football Giants?
It better be Washington.
It better be. That doesn't mean it is.
It's not?
I mean, listen, if you just look at the numbers, it's got to be Washington, right?
I would think it's Washington.
Because Washington's 2-3, and the Giants are 1-4.
And Washington
but
beat the
Giants.
Their
point differential is barely.
But they beat them.
If it wasn't for an offsides call.
It was a whistle and everything, but they beat them. So what are the rankings? Please tell me.
There was a whistle and everything.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to tell you next, Brian.
Oh, good tease,
because
brother. Good tease.
I think it might be a little closer than you expect. But I'll tell you what. You remember, this is life in the NFL. It was just a couple weeks ago, the Raiders were this surging Raiders, and that they were undefeated. They were 3-0. Everybody was talking about the Raiders. Now they got no coach. They've lost 2 in a row. Life comes at you fast in the NFL.
It does. It changes, man.
It really does.
And it does. It
things
does
change
quickly.
Quick. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we are going to do. Next, I will reveal who is ranked higher, who is ranked lower between the Washington football team and the New York Giants, and I'll explain why. That's next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fourteen minutes till Andy Reid joins the program. Hopefully tells us some crazy B-Mitch stories. Right now, though, we're going through the NFL power rankings. And the question is, who's the lowest ranked team in the NFC East? The Cowboys are obviously the top dogs. The power ranks we use are the NFL.com power ranks. They have the Dallas Cowboys all the way up at number 4.
Wow.
And honestly, that offense we all know is explosive, and the way they're playing defense, man, I kind of get it. Next highest NFC East ranked team, Philadelphia Eagles at number 20, coming off an impressive win on the road in Carolina comeback. Eagles have a huge game Thursday night against the Bucs. If Philly can win that, the conversation around Jalen Hurts and that Eagles defense shifts pretty big.
Definitely.
I'm not sure they will, but that is a season-changing win if you get that.
And they have Tom Brady with a bruised thumb, I think, on his throwing hand.
Yeah. Now, he's not expected to miss time, but bruised thumb.
Tom Brady doesn't miss time. But,
right.
You know, he's going to try, but sometimes it can be limited some.
Now, the Eagles, that game is at home for Philly, too.
Yeah.
Cody, let's get a line on that. I'm kind of curious. Now, when it comes down to the last two teams, the Washington football team and the New York Giants, Washington's 2-3 and beat the Giants head-to-head. So, yes, they are ranked ahead of the New York Giants. But here's what I'll tell you. The New York Giants are ranked 27th in the NFL. Washington football team is ranked 26th.
Wow.
So there, that is, I'm going to read you what NFL.com wrote about the Washington football team. Is there a more disappointing defense in football than Washington's this year? Ron Rivera's D made progress in pass rushing and takeaways against the Saints, but the inability to stop big plays continued to haunt the football team in a 33-22 loss. On Sunday, Washington allowed a 72-yard touchdown to Deontay Harris and a Hail Mary score to Marquez Callaway at the end of the first half. After the game, Washington players say they didn't see the end zone heave coming, which, oh boy, said Rivera, I'm very frustrated because we have too many good football players to not be better than what we are right now.
You know,
hard to argue with it.
It's hard to argue. Ryan is frustrated. A lot of people are frustrated. I just saw a breakdown Ryan Baldinger put of the 72-yarder. And when the ball was snapped, you know who was in position to make a play on the defense? How many people were? Absolutely zero.
How many?
Nobody was set up. The offensive linemen were all standing, talking to each other. The linebackers were looking around. Cole Holcomb was trying to move somebody over. And then you saw the secondary talking to each other. This is the funny thing. Landon Collins was at about 10 yards, and McCain was at about 15 to 16 yards. But guess who had the deep middle? Landon Collins. McCain dropped down and was lower than the crossing route I keep telling you about, that square end. He was lower than the square end route. And Landon took a step up. And so I'm saying, when the ball was snapped, 11 people were not set. That right there, that is not just players. And I think people are starting to see now that the scheme has not been learned yet. If you're still communicating like that in the fifth week of a season with three preseason games and all that OTA, somebody been wasting their damn time. Go look. You can look at it right now. Baldinger just put it up. And when you look at it, you're going to say, what the hell? Or you may say some other stuff that we probably can't say on radio.
Yeah. We're getting to an interesting moment. Here's the thing, B. I don't know what this looks like when we talk to Ron and Jack next week and when we talk to Ron and Jack the week after. I mean, they are at 26th in the NFL. There's only 32 teams. I mean, the Jags are 0-5. The Jets are 1-4. Texans are 1-4. The Lions are 0-5. Dolphins are 1-4. Giants are 1-4. Those are the only teams Washington's ranked ahead of.
Okay.
And this is arbitrary, right? These are just power rankings created by a blogger for NFL.com. But nobody's arguing that they're wildly inaccurate.
No.
The most bullish of callers won't call in and say, nah, man, they're top 10. They just haven't put it together. It's 5 weeks of this.
Yeah.
And what's it going to look like after the Chiefs and after the Packers?
Listen, bro. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I can tell you one thing. I hope things change. I've looked at so many things and people having different narratives. But I hope the narrative turns into, you know what? We have to make some changes. We try to make this thing better. Because if we keep rolling out doing the exact same damn things we've been doing before, over and over again and getting those same old results, I'm going to start calling it the insane asylum. But that's what that's what insanity is, right? Just doing the same things over and then expecting different results. We keep doing the same things. And they could tell me what they've done. I've seen the same play work for 5 weeks against that defense. So you obviously haven't changed what you were doing. Because when just like I heard they Junkies talking this morning, when my man Jameis Winston say we knew based off of where they would line up what we can do, it's been showing on film. They had to have seen it on film. So you got to find a way to stop putting that same product on film if you want to change up the results.
So I want to do two things real quick. Bickle, EB from the Juggies texted me. His statement this morning was that if you injected the Washington football team staff today with truth serum, they would select different players in the first rounds. But, you know, looking at it now, Herbert would probably go number one overall. And then, obviously, the Jamin Davis situation we've handled pretty clearly here. So, I think it's important to say Bickle was talking about it's today. And he understands that at the time it was entirely different. It was Tua, it was Chase, blah, blah, blah. The other thing I wanted to do before we have Andy Reid.
They are so stubborn, I believe they would pick the same people.
There is reason to believe that, honestly. I wanted to run through today's injuries from practice because the Washington football team is actually going to wrap practice up early today, B-Mitch. I'm sure you're thrilled by that.
Hey, I have nothing else to say about it.
It looks like it's going to be about an hour-long practice today. Okay. Make your own determinations on that. But who was not at practice? Sam Cosmi and Brandon Scherff. Now, we knew about Scherff. That was expected to be 2 or 3 weeks. He got a sprained ligament in his knee. Cosmi got hurt last week against the Saints. You don't have him out there. All of a sudden, you're talking about Leno, Flowers, Rouye, Schweitzer, Lucas. That's not who they planned on. Antonio Gibson didn't practice, but he was out there. He's dealing with that stress fracture in his shin. My guess is they're just going to keep him pretty much off the practice field to try to limit the usage on that thing. Cam Sims and Curtis Samuel were out there on the side fields. De'Ami Brown and Matt Ioannidis were there. We don't know what happens, though, once they kick the media out. So there's a little injury update from practice. When we return, it's going to get very, very cool. Andy Reid, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, will join us to talk about this weekend's matchup and what it was like to coach Brian Mitchell. That's next on B. Mitch and Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.